Commissioner's Court for Monday, June 8th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
This is the meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court, regular meeting on 8th day of June 2026 at 9 a.m. here in courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the case.
Father, we come to you prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the many blessings you've given us, Lord. We just pray your blessing upon this meeting this morning. Give us wisdom and understanding all the things we consider to take care of the county business. God, we're thankful, Lord, for where we live and the folks we live with and do life with. We pray that your rich blessings be upon each and every one. God, thank you for this state and for our country as well. We pray for, just continue to pray for our men and women in the military, Lord, in a humble way, all across this world. We pray for a resolution to this conflict in Iran. We pray for all of our allies all across this world, the nation of Israel, all those things, Lord. And Lord, just once again lift up our all of our first responders. Pray that you bless them as they serve the people. And God, just guide direct us all. Keep us safe. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. U.S. flag first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas. One state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You can see this. Any public comments for anybody? Anybody? Agenda item number one. Yes, sir. What is your name, speak?
My name is Scott.
I'm sorry?
Scott Langley.
Okay.
Yes, sir. 10 years ago, it was voted that the county would take over Trace Lagos roads and easements when the POA was voted out by the county. Several city officials had laughed at my face when I brought this matter up, considering we are paying taxes for both county and city. Let's talk about Trace Lagos. Currently, there's no HOA or POA. We all know this. It's considered private roads, not county owned. As we all know, what comes with that? No easement access, no county maintenance, and much more. We currently have one passable road from Honeycutt down Blue Bonnet and also Croton Lane, where my 8-year-old autistic child was picked up by Mount Vernon ISD special needs bus. According to everyone's tax statements, we pay for county road maintenance, which we don't receive. We pay for lateral roads, which we don't receive. And another for a road and bridge special. What is a road and bridge special? What is up to par, and who determines what up to par really is? We currently live on solar panels and batteries. Where's my electric? Oh wait, I still can't get easement access because either somebody's in a nursing home or passed away, somebody's behind on their taxes, I've taken care of their taxes, I'm 100 feet from the telephone pole, and I can't get electric because of 2 easement access permissions. I've spent thousands of dollars on batteries and solar panels for my property when I'm 100 feet from the electric pole.
Let me. You had 3 minutes. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that.
Yes, sir.
But go ahead. You got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I need easement access for electric on my property, and since we're already paying for it, how about we get started on this road and bridge special in Trace Lagos, and the main road back to Croton Lane where my child was picked up by the Mount Vernon ISD special needs bus. We pay the taxes. Now I think it's time we convert this community from a privately maintained to a county maintained. Not only for the community, but the county as well. This place needs roads and water runoff bridges fixed. Along with the power serving everyone, it brings in revenue for more people wanting to create a sustainable life. Easier access for lake activities, smoother rides in and out of the community. With these county installments, I'm sure the tax assessor will have a field day raising more taxes. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, let's go to agenda item number one. Consider to take action to approve minutes from the May 26, 2026 regular session meeting.
So moved.
Okay, motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number two, all claims against Kenny and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $327,840.84.
Okay, any questions on that? Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. Number three, record 2026 cybersecurity awareness training scripts completion for Gunnar Anderson, J.C. Stinson, James Hawkins, Joe Shadwell, Cass Whitehurst, Katie Elliott, Landon Ramsey, Ricky Jones, Danny Rodriguez, Robert Moore, Robert Zinn, Scott McKinney, and Terry Dollins. And that is so recorded. Number four, record criminal justice information services security and privacy training completion certificate for Robert Zinn. So recorded. Number five, record certificate completion of the 68th annual V.G. Young School for County Commissioners. Court awarded Toby Godfrey and Scott Newsom. So recorded. Number six, record Franklin County Child Welfare Board meeting minutes for April 20th, 2026. Get those, and those recorded. Number seven, consider and take action to approve the Resite ME website ADA toolbar proposal. Beth's not here. So we're going to, I guess, table that for right now. So we will table, have a motion to table. So move, got a motion.
Seven.
Got a motion second to table number seven. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number eight, consider and take action to approve TAC, RMP, property coverage, renewal, and contributions. Is that you, Paris?
No, sir.
That's probably
Marla. Marla is out sick too, so we got two sick out, so motion to table number eight.
So moved.
Is that a second?
Oh, no, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right, number nine, consider and take action to approve Hopkins County Ambulance Service Agreement. You're up, and I think that he just sent me, Landon just sent me a Matt, he says you want to say everything was good on it.
Let me check that real quick.
Yeah, he did, and Marla did too. Tell us about that. You want to talk about it?
Sure. So essentially, it's the same agreement we've been under with the county for the previous 5 years. Other some dates and some cleanup on some verbiage. The only increase is there is a $2,000 increase in subsidy. We've done an exceptional job, in my opinion, of keeping our costs down and also meeting all the requirements within the contract. I think we bring you a quality service and a quality product. I just try to forecast the next 5 years in healthcare is a little interesting. I don't have a crystal ball, but I know that with the subsidy, we're at least good for a year or two within there. I mean, who knows, within 3 or 4 years, I may have to come back and say, oh, this isn't enough or whatever. But expenses seem to keep increasing, obviously, just like anybody else's business. Volumes are not that so far. Volumes are the only way we can collect revenue, and the volumes are pretty steady. There's not drastic increases, which is good for the public and the patients, of course. But unfortunately, as our expenses go up, our revenue is not matching that, so we have to go up a little bit on the subsidy. But we'll try to hold our costs down as much as possible, and I'm excited to let y'all know that October we do have a new ambulance coming that I had budgeted for a couple years ago. It's been in process, so that should hit the ground in October, so you'll have a new truck here as well.
So the new one's coming here?
Yep. I was supposed to take delivery the end of September, 1st of October, right?
And we got rejected from the state for our ambulance.
Yeah, so one of the things the secretary, or no, state comptroller did was they enacted a rule. So if you have multiple counties, that one provider can't get more than one ambulance, right? So there was a concern that there are for-profit ambulance services in Texas and other counties. And so you'd have ambulance one that is getting use of a free ambulance where ambulance two couldn't bid on that county because now the capital amount of money is different, right? So there was an economic thing there. But I do encourage you to reapply on this next cycle, on your next budget cycle. Based on the scoring criteria, we should qualify for that one. So
I know we've talked about it last during some of our workshops too. It's a very minimal increase compared to what the original contract we're in right now is five year old contract back
yes.
in 2020.
Yes, sir.
6 years, I guess, but I mean, pretty minimal increase compared.
Well, not that I don't like Brent, they've done a great job. I just kind of call them around. Everybody I call to say, you better stick with Hopkins County, I'm telling you right now. So.
Well, and we're not out to make a profit. We're just out to make sure we're covering our expenses.
Right. Yeah. And y'all have done a great job, and we appreciate it. We really did. Yeah. You have done a great job. So, that said, the county attorney did send me the ambulance contract looks good.
Make a motion to approve the contract with Robbins County Ambulance.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes,
thank you. That's
thank you.
And Brooke, that's signed.
Thank you.
Those stuff, we got to have other people here. So. All righty. A couple things we do, and I have gone NWS. We do have a new rail agreement, by the way. We signed it while I was gone on vacation. They called me and said that we do. So we'll have a, they're fixing to go to work and they're going to spend lots of money on the rail. And that's in our agreement. And I think they're going to work. Greenville, of course, they got most of the business right now and they got some problems left, but they got to fix a lot of bridges between here and Sulphur Springs. I know that the aluminum people were waiting for the contract to get signed in Winfield. So then they're going to come start working on this end and kind of meet in the middle and everything. But they get quite a bit of stuff in Sulphur Springs right now too. So they got, it needs a lot of work if y'all hadn't seen the river. Mm-hmm. But they're fixing to spend millions and millions of dollars on it. So that got approved and we've been fighting that for about 6-8 months now. So we finally got it done last week, or they did. Another thing, Randy called me and said that he's fixed to step down and since we had our election. So I called Jody and I said, well, between now and December 31st, I'll still have to appoint somebody, so I don't know who I'm going to appoint between now and then, Jody. So I'm just got to, I was kidding. But I do, even though it is, I still have to sign it and everything else. So we got to get you a bond and Marlon's not here, but I guess y'all can send him over. Did you talk to somebody?
I think they've already started working on the bond.
Have it.
I think Beth started on that last week because she was asking us some questions.
She did.
So, oh, no, we're done.
And we'll need some other forms.
We're going to do special. Well, we can, and we don't have to have a commissioner's court. I can swear him in at any time.
Yeah.
But we can do it 2 weeks from now, but we'll.
We got to have the commissioner's court though, approve the bond.
Do what?
We have to have the commissioner's court approve the bond. Though.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So yeah, we'll probably just do it next in 2 weeks. Can you wait 2 weeks?
Or have a special next week.
Special lecture we have almost where you have whatever you need to be.
That way he's ready to go when he comes in for the next regular.
Yeah. We'll have to have a little party for you a couple of weeks and bring some bacon pots. No, I do, Randy, I do appreciate it. You've done a great job. We appreciate everything you've done. Sandy ran into some family issues. His wife passed away right after that. And but he was a great guy and you've been great. We appreciate everything you've done. That's not a lot of pay, but there's a little bit. So, but we appreciate what you've done and stepping up there and everything. So,
well, thank you. And I wanted to say to you and to the commissioners in here, thank you very much for your consideration of me and allowing me this opportunity to serve in this capacity. And this is probably something that I never would have done, without that, without you appointing me. And y'all knew this was new to me. You can tell that the first time I came in here. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it, getting to meet all of you in here. Grew up with Toby and Ricky, and y'all are all doing a great job in here. And like I said, many of you have been here, I know, just from living here, not learning the business association. But thank y'all again. I really appreciate it.
You probably learned a lot about county government.
I have.
Saving Cash was he was the city manager of the city of Irving, and he came in and he said, well, who's in charge? He said, you are. He said, no, who's at the top of the food chain? He said, you are. And people cannot get that through their minds. The county government is a whole different kind of government that nobody's bosses. The citizens are the bosses. And you can't explain the things and the rights that we have. The state of Texas controls about 90% of everything that we do, just like they do the school districts and everything else. So it's a learning experience, even when you're very intelligent people, and you go there, okay, imagine county government the way it works. And it's like I told somebody a long time ago, the city attorney for the city of Middle, a friend of mine, and when I told him I was going to run, he said, you can't imagine county government the way it works. Yeah. He was city of Middle, and he just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So he couldn't imagine what all. We had the power of the head. Yes, ma'am.
Is this a meeting between just y'all? Because we can't hear back here. Could you speak up?
Or could you use the microphone?
That's about as far as I got.
Well, I'm sorry, we can't hear you back here. Well, so it is a meeting for us too, right?
Sure.
Thank you.
This was us telling him this is his last meeting, so we're just thanking Randy for what he's done.
This gentleman couldn't hear a thing.
Okay. Well, it's a small room, so we're sorry if it can't hear that. So, all right. Anything else? Thanks, Randy.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All favor say aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Help take care.
Thank you. Y'all need to take a snack spot, man.